How many of you watched the Taoiseach's address live to the nation just after 6 o'clock last evening? There was nothing that we didn't already know that was contained in it. He was grinning like a Cheshire cat, it seemed to me. Couldn't wait to get all the good news out. But we're set for a summer reopening, as we know. Hairdressers, retail, pubs, all set to return in the coming weeks and months. And a roadmap for the summer outlined by Micheál Martin. Incidentally, I'm told it's the 10th time he's had to address the nation in his 10 months as Taoiseach. Surely it must be a record. And as I say, loads and loads of aspects to what he announced, as we outlined on the show yesterday, including this particular one, which is of interest to so many people in recent weeks.
The next phase will commence on the 10th of May, when a series of really important and very welcome freedoms will be restored. Religious services can resume with a limit of 50 people attending.
On the line is the Bishop of Elphin, Kevin Doran. Good morning to you, Bishop Doran.
Good morning, Niall.
Thanks for joining us. Are you happy with that or not?
I first of all, I have to say I feel sorry for the Taoiseach that all his good news is out there before he gets a chance to say it himself. But it was nice to be part of that sharing good news, and the fact that it's good news for so many people in our society, you know, so many different areas. For us, obviously, gathering with the people for Mass on Sunday will be very important, and you know, it makes a huge difference to kind of imagining them there on the other side of the camera. So I was very pleased, obviously, to hear that we'll be back on the 10th of May. There is, some details still to be worked through. For instance, we're waiting for clarification, but I'm assuming that, as in previous cases where it's possible to divide the church into hubs, the larger churches will be able to have, a number of 50s in them. The procedure there is that every hub has to be 4 metres apart, and the people have to use separate entrances and they don't cross from one hub into the other. So obviously the Taoiseach couldn't get all the detail into the few minutes he had last night, and I think we'll get that detail in the coming days.
All right, okay. But you're happy enough with the 50 limit that he has now?
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm also delighted that the 50 has been extended to include the funerals and the weddings. And it seemed to me, excellent sense that you're not going to be dividing up and saying, one kind of Mass is different from another, And of course, we all have to be then responsible about it. I mean, I'll be sending out guidance again to all our parishes, after the weekend with clarifications on what has to happen, they've been doing it even when the churches have been, open just for personal worship. So there has been all the sanitising and so on. But I suppose we'll be reviewing all our guidance to make sure that when people do return to Mass, they can do so with confidence and that. Because the last thing any sector of society wants to do is to make matters worse.
Right, okay. Well, it was some tough talking, not least by yourself in recent weeks, and I think the fact that the move to make attendance at Mass a criminal offence upset a lot of people, including yourself, and you had some harsh words to say in your address at Mass, I think it was last Sunday week. Is that all forgotten about now, is it?
Well, I'm not so sure that they were harsh exactly. They were strong, certainly. And I think, sometimes you just have to say what you have to say. If you don't open your mouth, no one's going to hear you, And I think in fairness, I'd have to say that, the government has listened to us. And I think we are where we would have wanted to be. And I suppose I wasn't entirely sure that we would even be back in May. Obviously, I always hoped we would be, but that's good news.
Right, okay, 10th of May, and as you say, details to be worked out. There are people asking us now that you are on, Bishop Doran, about communions and confirmations, and I know you talked about this before. Where are we?
I'm sure they are. Yeah. Well, I suppose I consulted with the priests and the teachers at the beginning of March about it, and I suppose one of the concerns we had was for the need for the children to be, I suppose, adequately prepared. And part of that is not just what happens in the classroom, but it's getting back into the practice of, I suppose, coming to Sunday Mass with their families. Also, I suppose we were very conscious that alongside the sacrament itself, families would want to gather, and many of them would want to gather, you know, for the famous indoor dining. And so on that basis, we made a decision to defer all the confirmations until the autumn, which is basically from the middle of August onwards. And we recommend it to the parish priests too, because it's in the parishes that the decisions about Holy Communion are made. But we recommend it to them that they would follow the same protocol. I noticed last night, the government was, I suppose, asking us, you know, to postpone for the moment. It's interesting. It was the guidance. It was advice, and I suppose their advice is designed to make sure that you know, what happens, as they've often said, is not so much what happens in the church as it sometimes what happens afterwards when people are, you know, together for a long time in an enclosed space. So I suppose what we're doing is opting for August, September as our preferred option.
All right, okay, a lot of people interested in that, but as you say, good news, and you have work to do as an organisation, but you feel you will be ready to facilitate the 50 people from the 10th of May.
Because each parish has its own team of volunteers, and I'd love to say a word of thanks to those who have worked so closely with one another in the parishes in supporting the reopening the last few times, and we're confident that they will do the same again with the same generosity as they have.